What's up, everybody? Jordan here, back with another episode of the Fitness, Food, and Freedom Podcast. This is episode 464 of the show. And today's show, I'm talking about weights or cardio, giving you guys a shorter episode today, talking about kind of a debate in the industry on which is better, lifting weights or doing cardio. I'll talk about that argument today, give an update on my own progress and everything. We'll kind of begin with that. I had mentioned last week and the weeks prior, kind of dabbling with a fat loss phase right now, cutting a little bit of body fat before the holidays and everything, but nothing crazy. Trying to, well, I don't know, 5 to 10 pounds is kind of the goal, up to 20 if things really got motivating, which they aren't, to be honest. Just kind of rolling with it with a really slow cut. Started at like 210, 209, around like 203. So 7 pounds, 6 pounds or so. And that's pretty good when your body fat starts to get pretty much lower. My last episode was on how I can diet on 3,000 plus calories a day. The weight loss is slowing a little bit at that level. So I've been at about 3,400 calories for the last few weeks. And things are slowing down to where it's more like 0.2 per week, 0.3. Things are kind of stalling, and that's totally to be expected when you're in a fat loss diet. So, you know, I just wanted to kind of give you guys that example from my own journey to not be frustrated with that, because weight loss will slow down as you diet. There's lots of reasons for this. Activity drops consciously and subconsciously. You recover worse. You can even with less food put less effort into your training subconsciously. So like, yes, your activity drops in the sense you move around less throughout the day. That's neat, or non-exercise activity. What also happens though is in your training sessions that you had planned and had done before, you put in less effort without even knowing it because you just don't have the energy to put there in the gym. So that can definitely happen. You start burning less that way. And then, like I said, subconsciously moving around less. And as you get hungrier, I kind of find adherence suffers a little bit, even when calories are decently high in a slower cut. It's pretty likely, you know, a lot of people will start to heap the cup of rice, you know, eyeball the peanut butter as they put it on their bread. Like that kind of thing can creep in a lot as you start to get deeper into a fat loss phase, which is why it's important to face things, not stay in goals too long. This is not what the episode's about today, but it's stuff I teach my clients all the time about is, you know, changing up the phases in an intelligent way and taking things in little chunks instead of forever dieting and being in that hamster wheel. But the weight loss is slower this week, but I'm not freaking out about it. And I guess that is kind of the beauty of data and why tracking things is so cool and so important if you're serious about your progress. And, you know, you can get to a totally healthy, lean, muscular place without tracking a single thing. I really believe that if you have good habits in place, if you eat mostly whole foods, focus on protein, fruits, vegetables, don't eat out too much, don't drink any calories. I think those basic kind of fundamental rules of nutrition will take you most of the way in getting to your progress that you want. But if you want to take things to the next level and be really meticulous about it, getting the data is super important. So, you know, I can see why weight loss would slow possibly because of the data that I'm tracking and recording and can look back on. So if I see a plateau like this, I can just reflect and see what's going on. So like in this case, to give you guys a specific example from me, what happened this time is two times in the last 2 weeks, we've had these just amazing, delicious sliders that my wife makes in the oven, like with Hawaiian rolls, turkey pepperoni, some Subway sauce, what else? Lettuce, pickles, banana peppers, just these amazing kind of sheet pan slider things. That being said, they are really hard to track, to know accurately, so I just kind of estimate the macros on those. I have the food logs. I can see, okay, yeah, 2 out of 7 days this week, I completely estimated my dinner. I could have been way off, so that could obviously hold me back. That's one thing. Another thing is that it's starting to get colder out. I'm going for shorter walks when I go outside with the dogs. I'm doing fewer cardio sessions outside, like sleds and sprints. And even my step tracking, when I wear the step tracker, is a lower count, and not wearing the step tracker in general could be a data point too, right? Like I haven't tracked steps in 4 or 5 days. When I did, they were a little bit lower by 1,000 or 2 than what they typically were in the summer. So you can kind of see how the two sides of this equation of eating and activity are working against me now to force that plateau. With this data, you can really manipulate things on either side of that equation, macros or nutrition and activity, calories out, to really work to your benefit and get things to start moving again. So your key, if you're in a weight loss phase or anything really, is to find some variables you can easily manipulate. For me, I like steps. That's an easy one to manipulate over just cardio sessions and, you know, vaguely thinking what calories are burning in a session. That being said, you could do calories burned on a specific machine. If you have like a certain cardio machine you have at home or you like, and it gives you a calorie burned estimation, you could always get to that calorie number in your cardio sessions, keep track of like how many you do in the course of a week, right? So like if you burn 300 calories a session 3 times a week, 900 calories this week, you keep that up through the whole weight loss phase. Maybe when you plateau, you bump that up another 300 calories, another. That's a good way to do it. And then macros are the best nutrition strategy for getting data and manipulating variables, because you're able to see where the carbs are you're eating, where the fat is you're eating, what the calories are, drop things and raise things accordingly to get you back on track. Also, an important thing to consider, though, as you're going through everything, is fluctuations, because those definitely happen. So things like, just salt, carbs, stress, sleep, water fluctuations definitely happen. So even though my progress is slowing, it could be that these sliders and other foods we've eaten have high salt, and that's making me hold some water, or maybe a little more stress or losing some sleep. Like all of that stuff could affect how my weight kind of holds at a certain point. Sometimes we just need more time too. So I wouldn't automatically change a variable after 1 week because I didn't make progress. I'd probably give it 3 weeks maybe of consistency and time and let those fluctuations kind of even out. Give it more time if things don't get back on track. Then I would adjust something in that activity in or a calories in or calories out equation. So that's kind of where I'm at, chipping through it. I'll probably go another couple weeks and kind of see where I'm at. We have some guests coming this next week, so I don't usually like to change goals or phases at that point. I'll probably just roll through this fat loss phase to the end of next week and see where I'm at. I will let you guys know as I go. Let's dive into the fitness quote of the day today, which is real discipline. And I saw this, before I get started with this quote, I saw this on an Instagram story from either Dr. Mike Isertail or Jared Feather, who's an IFBB pro. It was somebody on the RP team, and I don't remember who it was, but I think it was Jared Feather. And this individual, whoever it was, said, real discipline is doing the boring but effective things for years. This is a completely revised quote. It's kind of in my own words, but essentially they're saying it's easy to think that your crazy discipline training habit, for example, is doing the hardest session, the most volume, get super sore, push yourself to the limit, go to the hardest class, get rhabdo, whatever you're going to do. It's easy to think that is discipline. What actual discipline is doing the effective thing that can be very boring and repetitive and hard to stick to because it's just so dull. Doing that day in and day out for 5, 10, 15, 20 years straight, that's where results will come, and that's what real discipline is. It's not going really hard for a short period of time. It's going the right amount of hard that could be boring for a long, long time. Nutrition's the same way, right? You don't want to crash diet, do this crazy diet. What works is good nutrition, good sound nutrition principles, the right amount of macros and calories, and tracking that data, sticking with it for a long, long period of time and making the changes you need. That is what real discipline is, able to grind day in and day out, get a little bit better every single day, and it's not the extremes. I love that. I usually do the intro music at this time, I just realized, but we'll skip it today. because I want to keep today's episode shorter, and I'm already 10 minutes into it talking about my own kind of cut and this little quote. So we'll just dive right into the topic today, which is the debate, weights or cardio. You know, I'll start giving you guys the pros on each one, I guess. We'll start pros on cardio, because these are two different training styles, right? And if you only have so much time to train in the week, or you're new and you're trying to figure out what to do, do I run? Do I get a gym membership? Do I get dumbbells? Do I go for a walk? What do I do? I'll give you the pros for each, and then what you really should think about. The pro for cardio is there's four things we'll talk about. Number one, heart health. It's the most effective and efficient way to get a better heart health, better respiratory, cardiorespiratory system. The leading cause of death, I believe, is heart disease. So you can prevent that and get a lot healthier by doing cardio and getting in better shape. A good pro for it too is that it's very easy to do with no equipment or minimal equipment, right? You need a bike, you need a track, a road, a sidewalk, running shoes. Like, you don't need very much. You can just go out and do a cardio workout. You can do a bunch of burpees in your basement. You can do jump rope on your driveway. You can do heavy bag hanging from your rafters. It doesn't take a whole gym full of fancy equipment to do a cardio session, and you are going to get a lot healthier and in better shape for it. I think a cardio has the pro of getting you in shape fast, because it burns a lot of calories as you're doing it, and it's a really good way to prevent and solve obesity. That's, you know, maybe a strong way to say it, but to be overweight and do cardio regularly, they don't really mix. Like, I don't think you're going to, you know, out eat regular cardio necessarily if you have good nutrition habits. So doing regular cardio is a great prevention tool of getting overweight. If someone was really overweight and they came and said they do 6 days of cardio, 45 minutes per session at a, you know, a good heart rate, zone two or above, I don't know if they're that consistent with it, or the nutrition is really bad, because it is hard to gain a lot of weight doing that much cardio if you're actually pushing yourself. So it gets you in good shape, burns a lot of calories. That can be good for the majority of the population watching this or listening to this, because a lot of us have too much body fat, right? So it is easy to implement. You can do it fast, and it is effective at preventing disease, improving health. The pros for weight training are kind of unique, I think. Number one is, I believe, less injury risk if done correctly, meaning you learn proper form, hopefully from a trainer or coach or a good online resource. And I think actually has less injury risk overall than cardio, even though cardio is not loaded. That's because of the repetitive stress, right? Like, eight sets of squats is a lot less hard on the knees than running 5 miles. I know running 5 miles takes a lot longer, but you get the picture. A cardio workout is going to be a lot of repetitive stress on the joints. Even something like a bike or an elliptical or something that's low impact, except swimming, I would say that's kind of the only one that's a bit special there in that sense, but everything else is going to have some kind of joint repetitive stress impact as you do it. Whereas weight training is just going to be a full range of motion for the joint, not really hard on that if you're doing proper form and intensity. Number two for weight training is that it builds and protects muscle. So I talk a lot on the show about metabolism, eating more calories as you diet, how that's so important to adhere. Nothing protects and builds your metabolism like muscle, in my experience. Like I said last week, the most powerful thing I ever did for eating more calories as I diet was taking time to not diet and build muscle for 6 months to a year straight, and to be, you know, put in that time to build the lean mass that makes you burn more calories at rest. Muscle is expensive, and having more muscle will give you big benefits in the terms of metabolism and how much you burn at rest or in a diet or anything. If you're all you're doing is cardio, you're probably going to burn some muscle as well if you're not doing any weight training to protect that muscle. So you are going to see metabolism decreases and struggles as you go, which could cause plateaus. Another big pro for weight training is it's time efficient for what you get. So you get you know, you get a full body workout in 30, 40 minutes, whereas 30, 40 minutes of cardio is going to burn some calories, but you're certainly not stimulating every muscle in your body. I think weight training is very time efficient for what you get out of it, and that's a beauty. You could even train 15, 20 minutes a day. You could do two exercises and still have a very good signal sent to your body to build, protect muscle, and your metabolism could be improved. You could even burn calories by doing that. And that's the last thing as well, is weight training does burn calories. It does challenge your cardio system, and it gets you in good shape. Anybody who thinks weight training isn't also taxing to your cardio system probably isn't weight training hard enough, because as long as you're not resting 5-6 minutes between sets, it is challenging to, you know, hit a set of 15 squats, rest a minute, minute and a half, and then go into another set of 15. That is very challenging on your system. You'll be sweating, your heart will be beating, you'll be tired by the end of it. It does get you in good shape for life and for health reasons. Really, what I want to talk about, though, is that it's all a little bit silly, right? Like, we as an industry, and then even the audience here asking these kind of questions, needs to really stop pitting things against each other, in the sense where, like, it doesn't have to be black or white. You can have a mix of anything, right? It's not powerlifting versus bodybuilding as training styles. It's not hypertrophy versus strength. It's not clean eating versus tracking macros, or free weights versus machines, or cardio versus weights. It's like, how can you incorporate all of these things for balance and for well-roundedness? To use all those examples, like, you should have some strength work and some hypertrophy work, powerlifting and bodybuilding. They're both beneficial. You should eat nutritious whole foods that are considered clean, and also keep track of your macros and how much you're eating. Quantity and quality both matter. You can definitely use machines to learn movements, stimulate muscles, isolate, and also free weights to challenge yourself for some mobility and get more compound exercises. And then in the same manner, cardio and weights can both be used. Like, why are you debating between doing cardio 5 days a week and weight training 5 days a week when it could be weight training 3 and cardio 2, or weight training 2 and cardio 3? Both of those are much better for you than one or the other all the way. So try to find a balance and that happy medium gray spot. That's where you're going to see better success in every area of your fitness journey. The truth is, I mean, I know the stats of my audience, and you know, you're like myself. We're not pros. We're not like competitive bodybuilders, competitive powerlifters. Maybe we do a meet every now and again for fun, but we're not pros. We're not making money off of this fitness stuff. We're not, you know, on magazines, or we're not doing anything crazy like that. Most of us anyways. I don't know every person that's watching or listening to this, but we aren't pros. So we just need to find something we enjoy and will do for a long time that challenges us. That's true health and fitness, right? Is finding something that keeps you active, healthy, and improving towards your goals over the long term. Like I said at the beginning with the quote, it's doing the boring, basic things day in and day out consistently for progress. That is discipline. You don't have to go crazy with one thing or the other and become married to that approach. A little weights, a little cardio, a little clean eating, a little macros, a little CrossFit, a little bodybuilding, a little powerlifting. It's all cool. Create a base of your training and your nutrition, right? Like, your base of nutrition should be like, I'm eating the right amount of calories. And then from there, you're adding in nutritious foods, health foods, the right macro splits, protein, all that stuff that's more complicated. For training, I would recommend creating a base of a couple days of weight training at least, and then start adding cardio for health, calorie burn if you want. But really, for this debate of weights versus cardio, what really is important, the underlying thing that needs to be as the base, is an active lifestyle. Find some kind of activity that prevents you from being sedentary and that you enjoy. Because if you enjoy it, it won't be that boring long term, and you will stick to it a lot better. And that is what makes the difference. And that's what I want to talk about today. We will stop the episode there. I just kind of wanted to provide some food for thought today, not dive too deep into the weeds on any of these things, but just give you guys some thoughts about the benefits of both weights and cardio, what you should think about for both of them, and then why implementing both is a much better approach than one or the other, and how that is true in every area of health and fitness. Hopefully you guys found this helpful today. And if you guys did, be sure to subscribe to the YouTube channel, Stoltz Fit. I put out a few home gym videos already, some fitness shorts. We talked about full workouts as well last week. I have some full workouts on there where I'm kind of mic'd up doing workouts and walking you guys through them. Good stuff over there on the Stoltz Fit channel. And then as well on TikTok, Stoltz Fit, which we're just trying to grow. And then also the podcast on Spotify, Apple, any other platform, as well as YouTube. Thank you for watching and for listening, and I'll talk to you guys later.